This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if that's safe. Is it safe? Is it safe?
I don't know. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and we will get to the back page with Bo coming up in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day, Braves win game one last night against the Reds. A nearly no-hitter from A.J. Smith-Shawver takes it into the eighth inning. Goes eight, only allows one run. Love to see it from the young guy. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20 as well. An hour away from the AMA, we'll get the phone lines open. Okay. Still tons of fun to be had on the midday.
You're saying the Met Gala, yeah, there's a $75,000 like donation kind of entry fee, whatever.
Uh-huh. But is that like a suggestion?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But to go in, a lot of times those outfits you wear, it's a brand, and they'll take care of it. They'll pay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you think I can get like Dickie to sponsor me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. Me in a full Dickie suit at the Met Gala.
What color?
I mean, obviously the brown.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But
I like the navy blue.
I like the navy blue, though.
The navy blue,
yeah,
really
the navy
good.
Blue with some white chucks.
Okay.
There we go.
That's great.
So that's what I was just thinking about. If we can get a brand.
Dickies will do it.
Yeah. I mean, Dickies is it's just world-renowned. It's Gucci.
I would prefer Dickies to Louis Vuitton.
A lot of other people would,
like
too.
I would. I really actually would, but that's mostly just a price thing, probably. I don't know. I'm sure a pair of Louis Vuitton pants are a nice fit, but I like that. I like that harsh kind of like cardboard feeling that Dickies have when they're brand new.
Andy, I tell you this. I've made some, and I was always talking about, I was young, so I bought dumb stuff, mainly with the clothing aspect of dumb stuff. I ain't never in my life worn a full all top bottom Gucci Louis Vuitton thing. Mm-hmm. You just look like a luggage. you look like luggage.
The ones that I'm sorry. Obviously I would never do it because of cost, but then also I think I would look ridiculous in it.
I'm sorry.
Is those like silk, like matching short and shirt button up ones that people will wear to like pool parties or whatever? Those are cool.
Yes.
Like if you could pull that off. You're a cool.
I only wear, and I have, my wife buys them for me.
Right? Those are
but
cool.
She only buys them for vacation. She only buys them because she knows us. Only way I'm going to buy them if we're somewhere where they don't speak English and don't recognize it, because they know in the hell I'm wearing it up in Little Red. Damn full shorts, like rayon silk short set with my toes out. No, I'm not going to do that, but I'll wear for my woman. That's about it. But yeah, you look like luggage when you just got Louis top, Louis bottom, pants. Like a piece of damn luggage.
I also like, and look, whatever, man. Fake it till you make it. Do your thing.
Yeah.
But like when people would get the Louis Vuitton belt buckle, but not the Louis Vuitton belt, and they'd be wearing it to hold up some Levi's.
Yes.
It's like, what are we doing here, man? You think the LV is tricking people?
Let me tell you something.
I guess.
Dude, I got a 12-year-old boy that when I drop him off at school, they'd be doing it. I was like, and I got a 12-year-old boy who's into that. I was like, dude. Mine is real, son. Take it off. All right? No. Like, take it off, please.
Oh, man.
Take it off. Yeah, I'll be like, I'm the same way, though. I'm like, damn, that boy got on a full damn Gucci suit in the fifth grade.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that, man.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you look like luggage, so yeah, just know that. I'm sorry.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
$25,000. I don't care. You like it, damn luggage. Like somebody need to put your ass in the overhead compartment.
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
We finally have a reason for the asterisk. And if you follow the movie Thunderbolts or any of the marketing campaigns that have been behind this MCU movie that's out in the theaters right now, when the movies first started coming out and trailers were dropping, the title of the movie was called Thunderbolts and it had an asterisk by it. Now, the first explanation of this was the asterisk was for Avengers not available, because Thunderbolts are kind of like the B-team. They're the bad guys that have kind of turned right, you know, different things like that. So now the producers for the movie Thunderbolts are now changing the movie. They're saying the asterisk was supposed to be intended to mean the new Avengers. So they're changing all of the marketing posters, all of the signs, everything for the movie Thunderbolts. 1 week after it's been released in the theaters has now been changed to the new Avengers. There's actually video of Sebastian Stan going, who plays White Wolf, going around changing posters with his...
I kept thinking that at some point you were going to say a sentence that would I would understand.
Yeah, I know y'all probably wouldn't get this, but there are people out there that know exactly.
Of course there are.
I'm looking like, what?
But I explained it.
I just kept, I was like, at some point he's going to say maybe a name of a superhero that I know, or something's going to happen. And you were using acronyms that I was like, I kept, I don't know what that is. I don't know who they are.
It's the two other, you know, Captain Americas.
Okay.
The you have to kind of follow along in the universe. Abe saw the movie a couple days ago, but
it's more than
people
one
out there
Captain
that are
America?
That, it's MCU. So people out there that are familiar with the MCU know what I'm talking about. Y'all may not, but
Middle Connecticut University,
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, not me.
You know, the Avengers, Spider-Man, now Thunderbolt.
Now hang on a second. We got multiple Captain Americas.
Oh, yeah, there were several. Well, he's a super soldier, so they attempted it several different times. If you watch all the nerdy Marvel TV shows and stuff like this, you get to know.
But you got to assume I don't have any of that stuff. I didn't know. Captain's America. Is it like a North
Russell's
America, South
son
America
son plays
thing?
One of them.
Who?
Central
Kurt
America?
Russell's son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Wyatt Russell, I think his name is.
Okay. I know who Kurt Russell is.
Yeah.
There we go.
Love Kurt Russell.
And I've heard of Captain America. He's got a shield.
Big Trouble in Little China. Awesome.
But yeah, so it's just kind of cool.
Tangle of Cash.
If you're a fan of stuff in that universe, you know, you can see little posters and stuff like that. New Avengers. They are, of course, not the new Avengers.
But so now, that'll be a collector's item, right? Like, if you have
if you had an original one, it may be.
The original poster before they changed it.
Why did they change it? Like, backlash?
Just to be funny.
Oh, okay.
No, just to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Because these aren't. Because originally, in the original marketing, it was Avengers not available was the asterisk.
Got it.
Because these are like the B squad.
Okay.
You know?
Who are some other of the superheroes? You said White Wolf?
Yeah, Bucky.
Nope.
Winter Soldier.
That's a gas station.
That's all the same guy. Winter Soldier.
That's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Was it?
Universal.
Universal Soldier. Universal.
The new Black Widow.
Okay. Elenium. The Spider.
Yeah, well, she was Natasha's sister.
You know, we used to catch Black Widows when I was a kid.
Why did you
have
that?
Aren't they poisonous?
Real poisonous.
Oh, it's
venomous. I don't know, because we were dumb
venomous,
kids.
Thank you.
Venomous, yeah. We like you could identify. This is not great, but it's true.
No,
this,
it's not. Please don't try this at home.
This is things kids do. You know, when we didn't have internet, we're catching Black Widow spiders. You could identify like their little hole, like in the kind of the desert field that my grandparents lived next to, and if you peed in it, Black Widow would
come out.
Come
of
out.
I'm sure, yeah.
And you get it in a mason jar.
Really?
Then you got a Black Widow.
And then do what with it?
I don't know.
We
tried to put grasshoppers in there and see if it would bite it. It never did.
Probably did the same thing.
Grasshoppers are probably too big for
it. We would put grasshoppers on anthills, though, and that's just cruel.
Yes, it is.
But we did it.
Yes.
did you trap them there or something?
I ripped their legs off.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not proud.
Ashamed.
Not proud.
So the young man in Pittsburgh who fell 21 feet in at PNC Park took his first steps yesterday, and I have the injuries that he sustained. I was thinking when I saw the headline, he takes his first steps. I'm like, well, how hurt was this guy? Because none of his stuff was actually released when he was injured, and you saw this story. So broken neck, clavicle, and back.
Damn.
Plenty of obstacles ahead. So now we know why
back?
Yes, now we know why him taking his first steps is such a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the video, he did like a flip and then hit the ground and did not move.
Yeah. And he landed on his head.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked almost like a mannequin.
It did look like a mannequin.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But there is a GoFundMe set up for this young man who has a goal of $45,000. They are already at $41,000 as he begins his road back to recovery.
Did they ever say kind of what happened?
It just says accident.
Accident. Okay.
Just, okay. Yeah. Just kind of lost his...
So he slipped off
gravity?
The rail, man. If you watch it, I don't know. It almost looks like he
pushed
jumps,
him or anything.
Right.
More looks like maybe he was pushed.
I thought it was a ball coming, and he reached out for the ball.
Yeah, that's what I initially thought.
The video is very strange.
It's weird.
Yeah. Speaking of injuries, it is now official. A.J. Minter done for the season for the New York Mets. He will have surgery to repair a torn lat this week.
Man. So, I remember.
You hate to see these things happen to former players, because then here come the "told you we shouldn't have re-signed AJ Minter."
He's kind of a cult hero too, being a part of that night shift. Him and Matzik and those guys. I remember we saw AJ Minter at the Tour Championship last year on the media bus. He was riding the bus from the parking lot to Eastlake, and he was on like crutches because he had just had the surgery that he had last year that shut down his season. I was like, man, that looks tough. I was surprised to hear that he was even ready for the season
to start this surgery,
given the surgery that he had last year.
He's actually having a pretty decent season. His ERA was under 2. He was doing his job for the Mets, which we don't like to hear. Yeah, AJ was like the mayor of the Battery, man, the late-night mayor of the Battery. Yep. Mark Owens, of course, is the daytime mayor of the Battery. You can always see AJ out after Braves games, just, you know, hanging out at Antico and having fun and whatnot. So, get well soon, AJ. So you know the little microphones that umpires and referees in football have? You turn it on, you talk to the crowd, you turn it off, you know, you go on about your business. Yeah. Well, those things are wired so that people at home watching can hear what they have to say, what the call was, if the call was reversed. Well, umpire Bill Miller a couple days ago had a call reversed, all right, which the crowd did not agree with. Apparently, Bill Miller didn't agree with it either, but old Bill forgot to turn his mic off.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. The runner is out. Minnesota retains.
So it is 6-1 as the call is overturned at the end of 8. Red Sox ahead 6-1.
Saw that too.
So the first bleep you heard
him
was the broadcast, and his mic is just on, and he just drops like an F-bomb. And then once the broadcaster stopped talking, he just continues talking as they go into commercial break about whether or not he did see the call or whatnot. So, hey, man, turn your microphone off sometimes.
Has there ever been a worse time to be a ref?
No.
Than right now?
Because these folks be wanting to fight now.
Yeah, fans are they just outrageous because everyone's gambling.
Yes.
Right? So.
Trying to put you out of a job.
The robots are trying to put you out of a job. If you're an NBA ref, you just get whined at for 48 minutes by Luka or whoever. And now if you make a mistake, they just show it on video. And then you have to do a speech about how you were wrong in front of everyone.
Yeah, man, it's a bad. Now they understand why ain't no referees in Little League or nothing no more.
And that's
umpires.
And
they have a shortage of
Little League. There's a huge shortage of umpires.
A shortage.
Well, and that's even worse because at least at that level, you're getting yelled at by Luka. The Little League, you're getting yelled at by Luka's dad.
Yes. Come on!
Yeah. And it's spelled with a C, not a K. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, coaches and others, yeah.
Yeah.
We see it. Happens all the time.
I wouldn't want to do it.
So the New York Knicks have a cat, Carl Anthony Towns. Well, somebody may need to tell Marcus Spears which cat plays for them and which cat might be a comedian.
Obviously, the bench has to come up, but this is a Brunson, a Cat Williams game,
and they are going to have to find something
either from OG or get somebody else going on this team to make up something that may lack.
The great thing about it was that he posted a picture of Cat Williams in Cat's jersey, which is so funny. But yeah, my boy Mark, he was on a roll.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a roll, you start calling folks wrong name and everything.
It happens to the best of us.
He didn't even notice, which is great. And yeah, that's like a reasonable mistake. You know what I mean? I get it. It does make me think about how funny it would be to see Cat Williams playing in an NBA basketball game.
Yes. Like,
he's a small fella.
It'd be funny to see him. I remember.
He's got to have played in like the celebrity game before at one point.
Right? I don't know.
I never seen
He's
that.
A big golfer.
I saw him run one time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How was that?
He ran like a 4.8, 40.
Really?
Cat Williams?
Yeah. After he went on Shannon's podcast, was talking about that he ran whatever. Yeah, in some damn shoes. I know I'm going to miss saying it. The Balenciagos. And some shoes like that.
Close enough.
And just was riding.
Really?
Yeah, watch the video.
Cat Williams can roll, huh?
Yeah, Cat Williams like a 4.8, 40. Yeah. Watch yourself.
That's amazing.
I mean, he little hell, though. He got, I mean,
that makes it even harder.
But I'm saying,
little steps.
You know he's fast. If you remember in Friday when he was running from Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. When he was running from Damon. Come on now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because you can't be small and slow. Because people are going to pick on you. So you got to be fast.
Well, that's why you got to be funny.
You got to be funny or fast or funny.
Yeah. Fast or I guess funny. He's both.
Yeah, fast or funny. When you that little, you're fast or funny.
You don't have an option.
Yeah, you really don't.
Or you get your ass kicked a whole bunch.
Exactly.
All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.